Blog Talk Radio.
God grant me the words to speak his thoughts. May God grant me the words to speak his thoughts. Hello, hello. Welcome to Motivating Monday, Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports. Seemed like we just talked about 5 hours ago, and we did, huh? Because I broadcast it late last night, 11:30. Young People and Youth Advocates Coalition presents a broadcast, which normally is scheduled first Sunday of every month, but broadcast last night and concluded before finished the topic I was talking about, homelessness in America when it pertains to students, young people, youth, and so on. Very interesting program. Please listen and re-listen if you did not have a chance to listen. Also, I shared some of the articles that I had on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest. Also, what I was sharing with the listening audience, and also talked about World AIDS Day, and of course the Saints defeating the Panthers, a team that I do like. You know, I like Cam Newton, I like his team and all that. But you know, the Saints had to do what they had to do in the dome, and you know, prayerfully we'll do it again when we meet up in 2 weeks, because you know we have some. It's some major games out there, and one game is tonight, and that's the Cowboys and the Chicago Bears in Chicago. So wishing the Cowboys Nation a successful Monday night football night also, and much love to my friends in Chicago Bears also. But, you know, again, the Cowboys got to do what they got to do also. I was looking at some pictures that Dez Bryant shared on his Facebook page, where he was meeting up with young fans up in Chicago that love the Cowboys and all. But I know many of my friends are Chicago Bears fans also, and many are listening now. So, you know, we're just sending much love. May the best team win, but hey, look like it's going to be the Cowboys, hopefully. Thank you again for your support and tuning in. This month the shows are abbreviated, you know, 30, 45 minutes, hour, and so on. But it's weirdly been running out of time, like always. there's one reason why I had expanded the show to much longer with more music and PSAs. But today on Motivating Monday, we're talking about how, you know, everybody's not happy-go-lucky right now. A lot of people are feeling that bah humbug type of feeling, and are even more serious, dealing with holiday blues for whatever reason. A lot of people really hate to see this time of year come. And so it's an important topic, because people can go into deep depression and go as far as committing suicide. And so it's important for us to notice that and talk about that. Some people, some people say, well, look after those less fortunate. Well, sometimes it's not obvious who's less fortunate, especially when it comes to people's emotions and feelings during this time of year. That's why it's so important that we spread love, not only during this holiday season, but every day throughout the year. You know, I know we all have our moods and our ways and our own temperaments, but it's important to be at least, you know, courteous and show love to people, because people are always going through different situations, you know. I'm getting over a bad cold flu. My mom, she's working on getting rid of a cough. Other loved ones are going through things. People are going through successes and failures. One of my good friends, who we've been close for 30-plus years, a successful local rap artist and producer, I mean, disclosed to me that his mother has cancer. We never know what people are going through or how they're feeling or why they're not in a happy-go-lucky mood, because it's the holiday season. It's not just because people you know, trying to budget right or are looking for work or whatever. Sometimes it's other things. Or maybe they're missing loved ones, because there are loved ones that I miss that love this time of year. And sometimes it's like, okay, wow. You know, it's not the same without this certain person, you know, that has passed on or something like that. But you can chat with me in the chat room. I'm going to do my best to head to the chat room. Hopefully it opens up and let me in and to talk about how do you deal with the holiday blues. And also eating healthy. How do we eat healthy during this holiday season? You know, because it's okay, right, to eat your favorite foods that might be more fattening than foods that you normally eat, right? Because I know some people that lose weight just so they can overeat this time of year. Hey, I'm going to lose like 20 pounds, and then I'm eating and going to just have fun. But how do we focus on eating healthy during the holidays? And, you know, really when we began thinking about eating a little healthier, those of us that make New Year's resolutions about weight loss or gaining weight or eating healthy or maintaining our weight, you know, sometimes we need to jump start it right before the New Year so we can already get started in a way. That's not a New Year. That's like a pre-New Year's resolution, or it's not a New Year's resolution, because I know many of you do not make New Year's resolutions. I did good on my New Year's resolutions this year. Some of my New Year's resolutions are usually recyclable, but I do have unique ones also, so I did good. Now, my plans, I had a change of plans or plans delayed, you know, because you all know I wanted to start school. I planned and thought I might be moving to Dallas or elsewhere, and I still might be going back to Dallas and or elsewhere. You never know. When I come to New Orleans, I might decide I want to plant my anchor in New Orleans. You never know. That's another city I love, and I haven't been there in so long, so I'm looking forward to All-Star Weekend. And I was just checking out All-Star Weekend news. LeBron James might be matched up against Dwight Howard when it comes to the All-Star teams. So LeBron might be matching up. He might play a different position than he plays. But, you know, I still need to get my tickets to go to the game. I have my room reserved, but I need to get my ticket for the game and get my credentials also for this show right here, for my internet radio show. So that hopefully that'll get me into a lot of media events and media passes and all that good stuff, because I'm looking forward to I'm not like a gung-ho on meeting people, but honestly I'm really looking forward to meeting some of my favorite athletes and executives during All-Star Weekend, and also celebrities also, and talking with them and interviewing them also. But to go on, again, thank you for excuse me, because I thought I'm trying to keep my cough down. That's one reason why I delayed the show. But every day I'll be consistent this week. Show will be broadcast every day this week at 5:30, except on Saturdays, scheduled for 6:30 a.m. So every show will be an a.m. show, a 5:30 a.m. show this week. And if you look at my schedules for every day this week, every day. So I have interesting and good topics to talk about also. And I like commentary style shows, but I like it when you guys are interactive and call in also. So call in. Feel free to call in and feel free to chat with me in the chat room also. So much love to all of my worldwide friends. There's something that I was looking at. It's a lot. Oh, talking about eating healthy. I must thank Gigi Carter for inviting me to Second Thursday Veggie Meetup. at Bravo this Friday, on Friday 13th. Also, it's a meetup where vegetarians meet up. So I need to incorporate more plant-based and eating vegetarian, like, you know, where I can eat more veggies, eat more vegetarian-like, while I still maintain eating lean meats and seafood, you know. So what do you call those type of vegetarians where they eat? The vegetarians, what they eat, lean meats and seafood and all that. You know, it's vegans, it's vegetarians, it's semi-vegetarian. So, you know, I might be able to go semi-vegetarian, but I love meat. But one thing about it, I love vegetables and fruits, and I do need to get to a place where I am really disciplined with eating healthier. And then it's like it should be so much fun. Gigi was the person whose vision came alive at Carol No Kill Animal Shelter to open the Freeze Dog Park. So thank you, Gigi. A big shout out to Carol also this past weekend. To you, I hope some of you took your pets to Petco for their Christmas photos with Santa, which was only $10. And we have more events also that I'll be sharing with you all this week. Matt, co-chair of Carol, had sent me information regarding the many events and projects that's going on during this Christmas time. Okay, so thank you guys for tuning in. And I want to share some positive information from, I love Zig Ziglar and his son Tom Ziglar, so awesome. So I want to share something from Zig Ziglar via his son Tom Ziglar from Facebook page after the completion of Prince and 3G song, Minister Cycle. Thank you. Check out the live stream profile also so you can be notified whenever they're doing live performances, impromptu live performances also. But Dick Ziegler, Tony Robbins, many others are faves of mine, but Norman Vincent Peale, so on. But this morning as I look at inspirational posting of my friends on Facebook, You Are at the Top Win by Zig Ziglar caught my attention to share since it's Motivating Monday. And also we have Ebony Empress on hold. So I'm going to share this with you, and we'll say hello to Ebony Empress. She has a new Facebook group, and I have been enjoying myself networking within her new Facebook group also. You Are at the Top Win by Zig Ziglar. Number one, you clearly understand that failure is an event, not a person. That yesterday ended last night and today is a brand new day. Sometimes it's so hard for us to let go of last night, right? I know. Some things from 20, 30, 40 years ago. Two, you have made friends with your past. Are focused on the present, are optimistic about your future. That is very important. You know, making friends with your past, you know. Three, you know that success, a win doesn't make you a failure, a loss, doesn't break you. You know that that success, a win, doesn't make you, and failure, a loss, doesn't break you. That's important because, you know, failure, oh my God. You know, I can give you an example. Like, for example, since Ebony Empress is on the line also, when my second marriage failed. Not only did the second marriage fail, but did I not feel like a failure also? You know, in my family, most marriages go on and on and on. You know, if it's a first marriage or a second marriage or if people get divorced, they, you know, maintain some type of friendship. So my second marriage failing did not end that way, which I'm still looking forward to being legally single and divorced. So sometimes when things in business don't go as planned, and not in a place where certain people want to be. I could say right now I do feel good professionally and in business regarding my business projects. And also in my life generally, during this holiday season, I might not have a guy, a love interest, but I'm very appreciative of my own offline friends, my friends from my childhood. I love to hear love stories. I love to hear when people are getting married or engaged or have found love. I'm a romantic, so I do remain optimistic and enthusiastic that Cupid's arrow will hit me again. So I'm not one of those people that, oh, my God, love sucks. I love to hear stories of what make marriages work and long-time relationships work. You know, I'm not one of those people that, oh, no, you know. But sometimes... That's why some people, you know, they just throw themselves into their work or into other things. And I must admit, since my love life sucks, it does encourage me to really handle my business professionally and and maintain that discipline. But at the same time, I appreciate my friends and those that I do volunteer work with and network with, because we can't walk around being, you know, we should be happy. We should be happy, period. Everybody's not happily married, you know, but we should be happy regardless of what our status is, right? So, you know, failure comes sometimes. That's exactly what I was talking about, dealing with holiday blues. You don't know. Somebody might look like they're complete success, but they might feel like a failure in some area. That's why it's important to at least let people know that you care about them. You would be surprised who feel like other people don't care about them. You know? You would be surprised, honestly. Believe me. Four, you are filled with faith, hope, and love, and live without anger, greed, guilt, envy, or thoughts of revenge. Five, you are mature enough to delay gratification and shift your focus from your rights to your responsibilities. Six, you know that failure to stand for what is morally right is the prelude to being the victim of what is criminally wrong. Seven, you are secure in who you are, so you are at peace with God and in fellowship with man. I definitely feel that. Eight, you have made friends of your adversaries and have gained the love and respect of those who know you best. Nine, you understand that others can give you pleasure, but genuine happiness comes when you do things for others. Ten, you are pleasant to the grouch, courteous to the rude, and generous to the needy. 11, you love the unlovable and give hope to the helpless, friendship to the friendless, and encouragement to the discouraged. 12, you can look back in forgiveness, forward in hope, down in compassion, and up with gratitude. We all have something to be grateful for. 13, you know that he who would be the greatest among you must become the servant of all. 14, you recognize, confess, develop, and use your God-given physical, mental, and spiritual abilities to the glory of God and for the benefit of mankind. 15, you stand in front of the creator of the universe, verse, and he says to you, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And again, this is the words from Zig Ziglar. You are over the top. And you can also network with his son, Tom Ziglar, on Facebook also, and visit ZigZiglar.com and sign up to receive their newsletter. Always awesome. I've loved Zig Ziglar since I was a little girl. Anybody in sales and marketing or anybody that want to promote and market their business properly or their own self image or dealing with self-development, you definitely need to read Zig Ziglar books and watch his videotapes. Honestly, I've loved him since I was a little girl. His work, he's a native Mississippi, yes, his city, but for many years he and his redhead wife, and that's where his Zig Ziglar Corporation is based in Dallas, Texas, lived in Dallas, Texas. I'll definitely check it out. I can go on and on. But we have Ebony Empress on, so let's say hello to Ebony and see what some of her topics are this week. I have heard from fellow lovers of her show, like myself, that her show, that I have made comments, but I've missed it dealing with trying to get rid of this cough and this cold, but I heard that Tuesday's show, Thursday's show, both were on fire. So let's talk to Ebony Empress, my sister from the UK and BTR cohort. What's up, Ebony?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm getting better, feeling even much better since I'm talking with you.
Oh, I hope so. It's not good to hear your cold is still you're still struggling with that cold.
Yeah, and I don't, you know what, that's weird because that's a word that I stopped using at the beginning of the year. But yeah,
right.
So thank you for keeping me in your prayers.
Oh.
Yeah. And the cough does not want to let go. Does not want to let go of mom either. Mom, right, UK. But so keep us both in your prayers that this cough finally get out of our system.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
I hope so. I hope it gets better.
It's getting better. It is getting better because I couldn't say hello without you know, about the cough. So I was acting right there. But it happens.
Oh.
Yeah. So what's been going on? I heard that last two shows were on fire.
Yeah, they were.
I heard you all been naughty and nasty. When you're talking about love.
Oh my God, people got a little bit excited. I know what's wrong with the people on my show. But well, I can tell you, it wasn't me. I don't know what was going on with my people. But yeah, we have a little following on Blog Talk now of people, of singles, most of them who are singles, you know, who just don't know how to behave. But I think, you know, what's nice is you were talking about, you know, being single and not feeling different. I think when singles get together and support each other and, you know, just show each other a lot of love and understanding, because we're all in the same boat, you know, until we get married, we're all in the same boat. And, you know, I think when we have that little solidarity going on, you feel like you become part of a little family. So I think, you know, there's a little family thing going on. You know, we really do dig each other. And I thought, you know what, hey, I'm going to set up a little Facebook group where we can talk to each other offline and, you know, have a really great time. So, you know, that's what I did this weekend. And it's been nice just hearing you guys talking to each other. You know, I just hope people will start to interact more across the globe, because it is called the Global Dating, what have I called it? Global Village Dating Group. So I really, you know, I want people from different countries to kind of interact and know that if you can't find love in your country, you can go elsewhere. There's a big globe out there, and you know, you can find anybody that you want. And so that's what I'm advocating for singles.
It might not be the girl or guy next door, but it might be the girl or guy across the pond, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Because, you know, you could be looking right next door and you can't find that person that you really want to share your life with. But somewhere across the world, someone may hear you or, you know, and they may think, wow, that's a woman of my dreams. I really want to connect with that person. You know, so that's what I'm trying to say to people. Just like work now, you can't just hang around in your borders. Sorry, I think I put you on a hold. I put you on hold. Okay. Come back. So I wanted to say, just like when you're employed, you can't think in the limitation of just where you live or around your borders. You need to think that actually there's a bigger world out there, and there could be something right across the world somewhere else where you could benefit. So I'm trying to advocate the same thing for dating. I'm saying if someone makes you feel safe, happy, they're a good person, you know, maybe you won't find that in your locality, but somebody who communicates with you on a level from abroad, you know, through your conversation, through, you know, understanding each other, that over time you may build a relationship and you may decide to get on a plane and go see that person, or that person may decide to get on a plane and come to see you. And, you know, hey, that's love. I don't think we should ever be limited by our borders. You know, they're just borders. And, you know, and see what's out there. And sometimes it's just a little encouragement. I know everybody keeps calling me Cupid. I'm like, leave me alone. I'm just trying to make people happy. I'm hoping that more people will be happy this Christmas, because I know sometimes that state of mind, you know, what you were talking about earlier, that, you know, that when your marriage fails or, you know, you feeling a failure, that's a state of mind. And I think sometimes you've got to step out of that. You know, people make mistakes.
In my family, people stay married until death. You know, my uncles and aunts, they stay married until the uncle pass away, you know, and those that are on their second or third marriages, they work hard, or they at least stay friendly, you know, with the person. And my second marriage didn't end that way. Well, it's not even ended yet officially, but so I felt like a complete, like, oh my God, I fell, because it seemed like it seemed like it was on the right track, and then it took a nosedive, you know, even being of different cultures and different nationalities, you know. But that right there, it didn't knock my optimism of being, I don't know who my next love interest or next husband after I'm finally divorced will be, you know? But I could say, well, I'm only dating American men now because my marriage to an Egyptian didn't work out, but I don't think like that. You know?
Exactly. You can't think that way. I don't think you can think that way. You know, what happened with your situation is different and unique to everybody else in your family. You know, you met someone that wasn't the people that other people met, and you're not the person that maybe the uncles and the aunts are. You're who you are. So the experiences that we find ourselves, you know, or we're exposed to are, you know, dictated by environment and the times that we live in as well. These are difficult times for relationships. And I think people don't hang around like they used to. They don't see that whole sacrifice and, you know, that it takes to keep something going. So sometimes they become more selfish. And it isn't that we're worse people than we were. It's just we have more choices now. So people sometimes feel that they want to make a choice that doesn't include you. That's not your failure. That's their inability to see what is good for the, you know, it's their inability to see the greatest thing that they have lost. And they will know in time, but you just have to do what you do to kind of continue to be who you are. Don't, you know, beat yourself up about it. There is nothing you can do. If you've done the best that you can do, you've done the best that you can do, right?
Right. And a lot of listeners are listening to that because I know a lot of people need that advice, and you're saying it probably at the right time because I'm sure a lot of people going through breakups right now are feeling, you know, lonely, and they need to hear that. But keep put on that happy face, like you were saying, put on that happy face and be happy in this holiday season. You don't know who you're going to attract.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I always believe that good energy attracts good energy. And when you've got great energy about you, doesn't matter what, people will feel that energy. And they will warm to you and they'll want to be a part of you because you have an energy that attracts. And I think you work on that energy. You know, if you're walking out there looking unhappy and miserable, why the hell would I want to be with you if I was single? Right? That's the way I would look at it, you know? Why would I want to be with this person who is unhappy or is, you know, consumed by a past experience and is thinking about things from the past? You know, when you move on and you step away from that thing from the past, it doesn't matter whether it's holding you by a piece of paper or not. You know, the experience is in your mind. So you're the one that has to step past it and elevate your mind to a new situation. Okay, that was the past. Now, what is it that Beth wants for the future? You know, what is it that I want to attract now into my life? And how do I go about attracting that? I attract that by myself, by me accepting me for me. You know, this is how it is. You know, single's a title that people give you or they may want to put on your head that isn't who you are. Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh, so, yeah. That is something. Yeah. You really have to be strong when it comes to that because people will tell you who you should be when you know on the inside who you really are.
Oh, yeah. And those same people, right, who want to judge you and say, okay, you know, you failed because you're single, they may be in a relationship. Are they happy? Okay. Are they really happy? You know, there are a lot of unhappy married people out there who have the title but aren't happy. Right? Because they have no freedom of mind. And, you know, I a good friend of mine, she literally almost killed herself to find someone. She met someone and within 2 or 3 months she married that guy because she desperately did not want the tag anymore of being single, okay? I cannot be single anymore. I've got to be married. And she met this guy and I've got to marry him. And we met up the other day for a coffee and she said to me, do you know what? The hardest thing in the world. I don't know how I'm going to make it through this, but I'm just praying that God keeps me because I didn't realize how hard it is to step into a marriage. So there is so many things that you need to prepare mentally, physically, spiritually, you know, to take on a connection with someone. And exactly.
It's more than premarital or marriage counseling. I remember my first husband, he said, no way to marriage counseling. Then my second husband, we had premarital counseling, you know, at the mosque, being, you know, interreligious marriage and and attending the mosque, we had all types of premarital counseling before we married, even though we married within 5 weeks, like Chloe mm-hmm. and Lamar. But we had yeah. all types of premarital counseling with our imam at the mosque and others. So it's in you, you know? It's
yeah.
in you. Now, I'm not saying, you know, go through premarital and marital counseling, but it's important to know that you're ready for that.
Okay. Well, I think you're right, and I think people mm-hmm. can do that. People can take the time out to work on themselves. You know, when you're single, yeah. here's an opportunity to spend the time to do some self-development, you know, work out what you like, have fun with your friends, because you have
yeah.
other friends that aren't, who may be single. You know, go out and do things, have a laugh, you know, and it's Christmas, get together with those single friends. And, you know, if you don't have to be having dinner alone, meet up with some of your friends that be out there who are also single, get together, go away to a lovely hotel or something and have dinner together and have fun and sit up and talk and do things that you would never do when you're in a relationship because you don't have that opportunity. So,
yep.
you know, it's a choice. You don't have
but
to be miserable.
You also, you meet up with your single friends, but what about, I also have many married friends. I even have friends who I grew up with who have been married since junior high and high school. So mm-hmm. what about when you have friends who are married and how do singles, and because I hear my single friends especially talk and laugh about how they deal with their married friends, but what about when you're networking with your married friends also, when you're, like, maybe socializing or attending a dinner or with your married friends? How do you go about, like, you know, because, you know, people like to introduce you to others also. So how should people
yeah,
handle...
Yeah, if you've got good
you know,
married friends...
You know, how should people handle that also?
Yeah, if you've got good married friends, then they could invite you for dinner and they could invite their single other friends to dinner.
Yeah.
So you often know when you're married, you know a couple of single guys, and if you're inviting me to dinner, I always say, do you know any single people who can come along, right?
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
and if good friend, they will bring you somebody, and they always know you better than you know yourself, right? So you may
yes.
end up with somebody very nice. But, you know, you got to, I think, as well, be open to just having fun. Don't take it seriously.
Yeah.
But if, you know, if people show up for dinner, be in the moment. You know, have fun with it. You don't have to marry that person or take that person hugely serious. Some people shy away from it and go, oh, God, I don't want to meet somebody. You know, oh, I'm really, really not looking to meet someone. All right, you're not looking to meet someone right now, but you might just want to have fun with your friend and someone else. And it just makes it a nice wholesome evening where everybody gets to, you know, have fun in an environment where no one feels you're on your own. And that's a nice thing. That's a nice
good,
thing.
Because we really need to hear this. The listeners really need to hear this also, because this
yeah.
is a time where people are being invited to brunches, lunches, dinners, after-hour events, and people don't want to feel, like, awkward, you know, but at the same time,
yeah.
you're meeting new friends. You don't have to go any farther, you know. It's not you have
yeah.
to.
No, you don't. You don't. And I think, well, that's the thing I do with the Global Dating Show. I say to people, come on, have a chat to other people. You don't have to be serious. Just have fun with it. And, you know, it's a little bit of company, because everybody who's single needs the company. You know, you miss that companionship sometimes of the opposite sex. But, you know, if you can have fun, you know, with other singles from the opposite sex in an environment that's safe, that's a good thing to be able to do. And,
exactly.
you know, and don't always wait to be invited to something. Maybe you set up a meet up for some people that you know that are single or married to get together. You can always initiate something. I mean, you know, this new year, I'm thinking of doing that.
And if there's an event that you know about and you know it's probably invitation only, and if you know
yeah.
the person, even or if they're acquaintance of a mutual friend, sometimes you can ask, well, do you have room on your invite list for me? I would like to come. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I know it would not kill us, but a lot of times people might say, oh, yes, most definitely, you can come. You know, but, you know, you definitely need the RSVP. You know, so you're right. Sometimes you can let people know, I would be interested in coming, you know.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's true. You know, I think it's about sharing, you know, caring, letting other people, you know, connecting with other people who you know may be in the same position as you, connecting with as many people as possible. It, you know, I think holidays are always difficult because we do think it's family time. And as well, there are people who don't have family that you can connect with and bring together.
Exactly. And sometimes we think people don't want to be bothered or they have other things to do, but back to what we were saying, some people are lonely just because they're busy working and always doing things. Sometimes they go home and alone and wish that they could, you know, maybe let their hair down at a function or an event or spend a little quality time with others.
Exactly, exactly. So I think if people are just creative at this holiday season, I think it'll be fine. You know, reach out to people. Don't just stay in your... Sorry, someone rang my phone.
At least you have pleasant music. Phone. I always love music. Your ringtone.
Someone just rang my phone straight away. And it was from work, so I hope they don't ring back. Oh, no, he's left a message. That's good. So... I think sometimes it is about you know, how you reach out to people. And one of the things that I was thinking on Christmas Day here, I'm going to get together with some friends. We're going to go down to one of the homeless shelters and, you know, hand out some food and stuff we haven't done in a while. Just you know, to reach out to some people, because, you know, the holiday season can be very isolating and lonely for so many people, and it doesn't have to be that way. More of us need to share, not be so selfish, you know, share with other people our time and give our love.
And you've been amazed what you learn by interacting with people, and especially when we're dealing with the homeless or and the lonely and the shut-in. You learn so much. I mean, wow,